mandinya. Berapa? Technical difficulty. Try that again. Start and stop over.
Wow.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
Welcome. This is Smooth Drama with your host,
Dick Hager.
And butter pecan.
Butter pecan.
Butter pecan.
Butter fucking. No.
Butter. Imagine.
Hey, how y'all doing today? Got a great show lined up for you.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Butter just gonna eat apples and Tic Tacs.
Apples and oranges.
Apples and Tic Tacs. That's
what about bananas, dinner too?
And we're going to holler at the people from GoTopless.org tonight.
GoTopless.
Make me want to go topless.
Dot
and take it off. Yeah. Oh, okay. No, you know, y'all, I've been working out, so I didn't take my shirt off. So y'all go to GoTopless.org. They got little.
GoTopless.org.
Don't go to GoTopless.com.
Why not?
Well, you can, but it ain't going to be the right place.
That's another site that you might want to go to.
Yeah. You know, if you're all alone and you like your dolls around your ankles or whatever.
Well, you don't even want to be alone.
Okay.
I asked Dick Hager if he has a method for picking his fruit. So he brought some fruit over from the store.
Yeah, did you tell her? You tell him what I said?
He said, I'd look at it. Okay, I just wanted to hear what he had to say. You know, some people pick up their watermelons and stuff. They hold up the ear and they pack it. Or the apple has to have certain lines. So, or, you know, some people squeeze them. And I wanted to see what he had to say.
Yeah, I ain't got to
look at
no
it.
Stupid shit like that. Like, oh.
But, you know, I sit here and I ask them some stupid-ass questions anyway.
Watermelon.
Just for shock value.
Shock value, that's mm-hmm. what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I like doing that.
Yeah. Anyway, y'all got any questions? You want to break us off a call? It's 646-929-2037.
Should be scrolling across the TV screen if you're watching us on TV.
And if you want to
email us,
you can email us at
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Oh, you did that without spitting. Sweet.
I tell him. You just don't know. Your hair is catching it.
And also, if you want to keep up with us from your mobile device,
text the word
Smooth Drama to the number 41411.
And you can also do that to enter 2 tickets to the new CD, Entertainment Summit, October 10th and 11th.
You can hang out with me and Butter. We're going to shake it up.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be shaking it with a bunch of other people, too.
I might go topless. I've been working out, so I got like a half a pet. So I might
we
go topless.
We might ask you to MC.
I still might go topless, though. Yeah, you spit.
No, that was a, what is that? When you're not actually spitting, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, just be quiet. Well, don't be quiet.
So, you know, we want a show of hands, you know, call us, send us some comments if you want to see Dick go topless. You can send him an email at dick@smoothdrama.com.
You held on for that one. Uh-huh. You went dick.
For those of you that do want to see him go topless, it's kind of like, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. So you can send him a photo of you topless, you know, and he'll go topless for you. That's dick@smoothdrama.com.
But don't believe everything Butter tells you.
Why not?
Because. Just
okay,
don't.
What?
Because.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so.
Right. So what do you got there? Are we getting emails?
Not yet, but I did want to talk about a couple of people who need to shut up.
Uh-oh.
One of them being Rick Pitino.
What did Mr. Pitino do?
Head college basketball coach for the University of Louisville. Yeah, he kind of got caught up in a little affair type deal, whatnot.
Type deal?
Yeah, well,
yeah, type deal.
Basically, what happened was he met up with a woman. He had sex with her at a restaurant like 6 years ago.
Oh, wow.
You know, and from here, the story gets crazy.
Oh.
She said that he raped her at the restaurant.
6 years later?
And, yeah, he convinced her to meet him at the condo of his equipment manager, where he raped her again.
No, he
right.
stupid.
Right.
Okay.
And then,
he's stupid, and then he's stupid.
Right. She got pregnant, and he forced her to have an abortion.
Okay, not a stupid thing.
She then married the equipment manager who condoed that she met him at.
And I read that.
Yeah. And she thinks that Pitino paid the equipment manager to marry her. Now, that's a lot. Now,
wow, that's drama.
Yeah, that's high drama. And what happened last year during the NCAA tournament, she was supposedly trying to extort him for $10 million.
Does he have that much money?
Yes, actually he does.
How does he get that much money?
Because he's a basketball coach for the University of Louisville. And they pay him top dollar as well as shoe company. You know, these coaches make big bank.
I didn't know that. Maybe he can become a basketball
coach. No. Because your team would be defeated.
I don't care. I mean, if I'm going to be a coach and get paid like that.
Yeah, but see, that's not even it.
What is it?
See, now
what's the end result here?
The end result is this fool had a press conference last week. He called a press conference to chastise the press for not reporting the story the right way.
Okay, so.
So basically, he's like, you know what the real story was, but did you report it? Da 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 da. He's going off in his press conference.
He knows what the real story is.
Well, I'm looking at it like this. I mean, anybody who reads that story will say that all y'all involved were crazy
stupid.
As fuck.
Stupid.
Yeah, stupid, crazy, all that. You know, because it just, oh.
Now, what about the coach's wife? What is she?
Well, I mean, you know, she wasn't happy. And he, yeah, and then to top it off, he is out there calling press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
To talk about it.
Right.
Well, no, everybody knows he did it. In 6 years, everybody knows he did
right.
it. You know,
talk
and,
about
and,
it.
And
let it go.
Talking about it. It's like, dude.
Let it go.
Just stop talking. Shut up.
What's his name?
Rick Pitino.
Rick Pitino.
Shut up. Not we don't want to hear about it.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Try hearing about it.
Right.
Considering that's where someone heard about it.
Right. But, I mean, the point is that, you know, he's stupid for talking about
stupid.
It.
Stupid.
Really stupid.
Stupid.
Let it go.
Well, first of all, the girl, is it singing the girl?
No.
You a dumbass, too.
Yeah. I mean, because you married the equipment
oh, right.
manager.
And 6 years later, you won't sing, right?
Short. Yeah.
Because he had money. That's the only reason. It came down to money.
Right.
Now, if you didn't get greedy on his ass, all of this wouldn't have snowballed like that. They're not blaming you, all on you. Rick, you suck.
Right. Rick Pitino sucks. And before we get off the suck, we have to say, as always, Peter James.
You suck.
We have not received our lottery check yet.
I'm still waiting on that.
So,
check.
You suck.
And
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes.
Yeah.
We will never forget about you, Mrs. Schwarzenegger.
The Terminator.
Yes.
You need to be terminated.
You suck.
You suck.
And what makes it even worse is the fact that, you know, they had the little garage sale and whatnot. They made $1.6 million.
Well, who had a garage sale?
Well, the state of California had a garage sale.
Who donated?
Well, it was police stuff. The police had taken.
And they made over $9.
$1.6 million and counting.
And so that goes to the raises?
I don't know where it goes. That was never specified. Like, nothing that money
okay.
that comes from
right.
out of my wallet.
Into yours.
Right. It never specified. You think that since the school is cutting all this stuff, you would spread that money across the school supply.
Spread love.
You think, but
you
we talk about stupid people.
You suck.
Yes. So, Arnold, you suck.
You suck.
Now, I got to talk about these dudes in Pittsburgh. They mugged a guy, took his iPod, whatnot. These fools, don't they know that they're like GPS tracking systems? You know, so homie goes home and starts tracking his phone.
Oh, shit.
And he sees.
Wait, his iPod?
Yeah, his iPod.
iPhone.
Yeah, his iPhone.
Okay, he's iPod.
Well, you know,
iPod, iPhone. Okay.
You know, he's stupid.
He starts tracking his iPod.
Well, not he's stupid, but these little stupid muggers.
Right.
You know, so what happens is they, of course, calls the police.
Oh, no.
And
they tell them the exact location.
Yeah, they track him. They were at Eaton Park in North Versailles where they arrested him. Brett Potter and Bryant Rather will be charged with robbery.
Mm-hmm.
And Myron Knox Jr. will also face charges related to his using stolen credit cards.
How did they find out he had stolen
credit cards? Well, they took new stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, they took his wallet
okay.
and his,
and
his iPhone.
It?
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Yeah. They,
okay, we're going to have a section on the show called Dumbasses.
Yes, and you are our honorary first members.
Dumbasses.
And you're not from Florida.
We Dumbasses.
Dumbasses. You are our initial.
Smooth drama.
Dumbasses.
You know, we're going to have a segment on the show where we just find some stupid-ass people, dumb-ass people.
Right.
And call you out on the show and talk about your ass.
Right. And why would you take a phone? Taking the phone is the wrong damn thing to do.
Because they can track you.
Stupid.
Don't you realize those all the electronics in there? No, I guess you didn't realize because you want to stay on the
yes.
phone. But to also use the credit card. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
You crime does not pay.
Right. Especially crime. If you're going to go out with seven figures. If I'm going down, I'm 7-8 figures only. That's it. Anything below that is not worth me running away from the Toss the Syrup Man.
Toss the Syrup?
Yeah, there's the HBO special where they had the Toss the Syrup guy. And he makes the new people who go to jail eat his butt out. With syrup. Yeah. It was the scariest AQ. I was like, if that shit don't scare you straight, nothing will.
God.
Yes, Toss the Syrup Man. He was serious as hell. He's a
big guy.
Ass guy talking about, yeah, you know, some people like to rape dudes. Some people like to make them suck their dick. Me, I make them eat my butt out. And I like maple syrup.
Warm?
Hey, I don't know. And you figure if it got on his ass, it was warm as hell.
Wow.
Right.
Did they show that?
It was an HBO special.
I mean, did they show?
No, of course not. But they showed him, and that was enough for me right there.
Oh.
I'm like, if I thought about crime, I watched that shit and was like, no.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Wow. Right.
Speaking of wow, you know, every now and again, we talk about gangsterism. And normally it's animals. You know, the most gangster animal that we talked about over this past year is turkey. You know, yeah, in the Northeast, there's something about the water in the Northeast that makes turkeys gangster.
Like,
yeah, remember there was the turkey that shot out not to do off the motorcycle.
I remember that.
The turkey that flew
the mailman
van chasing the mailman. Well, this one said that they had there's like a family of about 30 turkeys and they are flying. They're like wild turkeys. I didn't know that turkeys fly. And and guess what they were doing is they were making people get out the way, and if you tried to go find them, whatnot, they was attacking you. I'm like, I don't want to go to the Northeast. I'm already don't want to go to Florida.
Well, yeah, we know that.
Yeah. Now the Northeast is like I go somewhere there, and I might get attacked by some wild ass turkeys.
Wow.
I'm like, what's that about?
I'm like,
going
through a herd of pigeons.
Right. Somebody, but pigeons are just nasty, filthy beasts. But turkeys
not nasty.
Well, yeah, I guess they're nasty, but
they knock people out more.
Yeah, but they're bigger. I mean, in the Inabi, they're flying through. I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping. I'm not understanding it.
They're birds. Birds fly, dude.
Wild ass turkeys.
Wild turkey. Watch out for the wild.
Somebody turkeys. From the Northeast, holler at us and tell us about these turkeys. Somebody.
Now, turkeys as an animal, not
jive turkeys.
Yeah.
You know that.
We want to hear about that. We know all about that.
We talk about them in the first segment, the dumb people.
Dumbass.
But this turkey.
Scary.
Yeah. Real scary.
And if you have any turkey stories, we'd like to hear them.
Yes, I
send them to smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com.
You got a dick on your mind today, huh? Oh, anyway.
I'm not going to answer. I plead the fifth.
And we're back. We're going to take the station identification break, and we'll be back with goldtoppers.org.
You're listening to Smooth Drama. You're listening to Smooth Drama.
Wow.
Yeah, I was trying to, get in harmony with Trace Move.
Trace Move.
Yeah, they were fun.
Yep.
They were a lot of fun.
They're always fun. It blessed us with the Smooth Drama cut.
And that'll drop.
And then
I forgot. Well, I'm controlling that part, huh?
Something like
that. Let's see. We're going to add. What did I name it?
Golden. Topless.
Okay, I'm going to add. And who's the one that we're talking to?
I'm speaking with Florence tonight.
Florence. Where is she?
Hello?
Hello?
Florence.
Hi.
You're on the air live on Smooth Drama with Butter Pecan.
You got it.
Hello. I'm very happy to be with you tonight. Thank you for inviting me on air.
Are you topless?
Yes, I am, in fact. I just took off my top.
Damn it.
I felt that there is no way I can give this interview with my top on, and we'll see how the interview progress, because I'm very close to be naked too, so hopefully we can all enjoy that.
You want to go to that orb now? Dick will be your first fan.
All right, so Tell us how you got involved with GoTopless.org.
Well, I am a member of the Raelian movement, and you can read more about that on www.raellove.org. And the Maitreya Rael, who is the spiritual leader of the International Raelian Movement, decided to found the nonprofit organization God Topless, which you can read about on www.gotopless.org, because the Raelian...
Right.
I'm sorry?
I've been on the website a couple times.
He has it as his homepage.
Yes, and because we Raelians are fervent defenders of humans, human rights, and of course women's rights. And so it is very important for us to claim the constitutional equality between women and men. And so for me, it was a natural step to be involved in GoTopless and to rally and protest for equal rights, because I'm a woman too. So I'm very driven and very passionate about human rights and women's rights, of course.
Right.
Are you French?
Yes, I am. And so I also have the privilege of having a background that is very, very open-minded. And like many countries in Europe, there is absolutely no problem to be topless or naked on the beach, in the parks. It is absolutely natural for us because our education is more sensual, is more based on understanding and acceptance of the beauty of our bodies, basically.
Yes, I'm with you. So what do you say to people who say that this is just an opportunity for women to walk around with their titties out?
Well, I truly hope that, you know, we have a dream. We really have a dream, Ryans and the organizers of GoTopless, that one day we will all be able to be topless, and because it's something that is so natural. And you know what? We have to wonder, and it's also the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution is the key to end this discrimination between women and men's body. And you know what? The American culture has major issues when it comes to partial or full nudity, making sure that people are always being kept in a state of shame when really there is absolutely nothing to be embarrassed about. On the other hand, this culture also doesn't seem to have much issues or major issues exposing people, and particularly our youth, to violent TV programs or video games, in which we often see a lot of eroticism.
Yep.
And to me, there is absolutely nothing erotic about going on a killing rampage. Yet, if a woman is exposing her nipple in public, the public goes in shock.
No!
And so the question is,
yeah.
And so the question is, what is more shocking and disturbing, a set of female nipples soaking up the sun and minding their own business, or actually, should I say, beautifying their surroundings?
Exactly.
Or,
I'm good.
Or witnessing two individuals abusing each other verbally or physically. So which one of these two examples is going to negatively affect people in the long run?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Now, I'm with you. I mean, because I talked to a few people, and most folks are stuck on the whole, well, I don't want to see my grandma with her shirt off, or, you know, my sister or my auntie or whatnot. But I'm like, well, this is a basic right that if a man can do it, a woman should be able to do it too. You know,
absolutely. And I want to stress the fact that we are peacefully fighting to change the law and to make it so that it is a freedom that we can have here in America, as I already have in Europe. And if American people go in Europe, they also enjoy this freedom.
So I can take off my shirt.
But you know what? But you know what? It's not because we want to make this law to change that we are asking every woman to also get partially naked or fully naked in public. It's absolutely not that. But me as a woman, I want to have the choice to be able to do that if I want to. And right now, I do not have that choice unless I, and if I do, I may be posted with criminal charges because it's a crime.
Yeah.
My nipples are criminal. So it's actually very funny.
I would tend to disagree with your nipples being criminal. Although I have.
I totally disagree with that too. They are beautiful, beautiful little flowers that I have on my body. You have beautiful nipples too, and you enjoy the freedom to show them. And even if men are a little bit overweight and they have boobies, they enjoy the freedom to expose their chest.
Well,
but even if I were to be a woman who was completely flat-chested, I am still not allowed to show my nipple.
The funny thing that I saw on the website where they show this is legal and you have the guy with the man boobs, whatnot. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly.
And a woman can't show off.
And you know what? It didn't make sense for me because in France, it was kind of like a culture shock when I came in America about that, because I thought, well, if they don't want to see women topless, they would ask women to fully cover their breasts. But they have no problem about exposing the fat tissue of the breast.
Yeah,
the only problem they have with is to expose the nipple.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it really doesn't make any sense.
I'm pro fat tissue.
So if we look at nipples, the areola and the nipple part of our breast have been designated the ultimate danger zone, and the limit that cannot be crossed without causing serious psychological damage to the viewing public, especially children, because of possible sexual connotation. But who are making these organs sexual? It's only the minds of people, right?
Right.
Women are breastfeeding every baby, and the nipple are not only sexual organs. If a female areola and nipple can be sexually arousing and is therefore considered mentally unhealthy, if it's in public, well, then if we are on the subject of equality, a man's chest can also be arousing to some women or to some homosexual men.
Right.
So why are they not required to cover up their nipple in order to preserve all children mental balance?
Well, now I was going to ask you, I know y'all had a nationwide protest on August 23rd, National Topless Day. You want to tell us about that, how that came about?
Yes. Yes, it's called National Go Topless Day, and GoTopless.org, the nonprofit, was launched after the news of a woman in the name of Felix Seeley, who was arrested in 2007 in New York City after taking off her top, and was charged with indecent exposure despite a 1992 State of Appeal ruling that if men could take off their shirts in public, so should women. So she was actually in her lawful right to do so. She was then released about 12 hours later with no criminal charges, and the city of New York said a letter granting her $29,000, but never really officially apologized for what had happened. And so it's following this that the Metrolia Rail, spiritual leader of the rights movement, decided to create the Got Office nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
And as it's stated by the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, women are supposed to have the same or equal rights. Yes, they are constantly being arrested, humiliating for daring to go topless in public. And so we are now protesting every single year since last year. And we are doing it, we would want to do it on August 26th, ideally, but so far, because of obvious reasons of weekends, it has been on the weekend of August 23rd. And we want to do that to, because we are demanding for the Constitution to be amended and to grant women the fundamental right to be topless wherever men are. Otherwise, men should also cover their nipples.
So.
And why August 26th is because in 1970, it was declared Women's Equality Day by Congress to commemorate also the ratification of women's right to vote and also to encourage women to keep on peacefully fighting for equal rights. So, in fact, every year, the President of the USA is required to write a letter acknowledging women's equality rights. So, like I said, our dream is that one day, in the near future, top freedom will be one of the themes of the President's letter for Equality Day.
Okay. Now I was reading it. What does saying Portland is a top free city? What does that mean?
Can you repeat your question?
What do they mean when they say Portland is a top free city? Oh, and just so you know.
He's topless.
I'm topless, in homage to you. I'm with you.
But what about butter pecan?
Butter is probably a little bit more shy than myself. She's not all the way there yet, so you know, you might have to work on that a little bit.
I'll let him have this show.
You know, the more we expose them, the more people will be used to see that.
So, I was asking about Portland. Now, I read that it said Portland is a top three city. What does that mean?
A top three city meaning that they are allowed to be topless as New York City.
Okay, so New York City or Portland...
It's also very interesting that in these cities, most of women don't even know that it is allowed, and therefore that's why they are not exercising their rights. And so this is exactly what happened in New York City, because very few women are exercising the right to topless in cities where it's legal. The policemen actually don't even know about that, and that's why they are arresting them. And this is why it's very important that we slowly but surely educate women and show them that it's okay. You can exercise your rights. Please do so, because we have been doing that for 30 years or more in Europe, and there is absolutely no problem to do that.
Okay. Now, when you say talking about feminism, over being feminist, what does that mean?
Well, back in the 70s, the feminist movement was extremely important for women to help us grant us the rights of a lot of different issues. And they were very strong women, very determined, and it did help women of today, basically, to have more rights. But back then, it was done in a way that it was a little bit more masculine. You know, everybody wanted to have the same equal rights as men, but they were also acting as men. And so today, instead of using masculinity to grant our rights, we may as well use our full femininity and sensuality. Because sensuality and femininity is really beautifying everything in our surroundings, and we can actually get our rights in a very, very sexy, feminine, sensual way as well.
Ooh.
And you know, sensuality. When I speak about sensuality, sensuality is really the development of our senses, meaning to enjoy life with all and full strength of our senses. So whether it be looking at artwork or reading a really good book, enjoying culinary delights, meditating, experiencing sexual pleasure, and of course being in total harmony with our bodies. So sensuality is basically one of the elements in the development of our consciousness. Therefore, it also helps us to be balanced human beings. So there is absolutely nothing indecent about any part of our bodies.
I agree.
But rather, our minds can turn indecent if we are deprived of basic sensual pleasures. And so if we are depriving people of basic pleasures or basic sensuality, we are more likely to have a more violent society.
That forever in a day.
Nobody heard you.
Nobody hears me when I say, hey, more loving, less fighting. The world will get
And you know, there is something that keeps on coming back also when we are talking about Gautama. The right for women to be topless, and when we are rioting or protesting, it's the issue of children,
and
actually the majority of Western European children and adolescents, teenagers, cope every year. They are able to cope every year when they see thousands of women on public beach, and none of them seem to suffer any emotional damage from that.
No psychological damage at all? Because you know that's the argument. And I say that in ancient societies, whatnot, when bras weren't available, I don't think they had any brain dead children.
Nope.
Yes, I'm glad you're saying that. I'm glad you're saying that because actually Native Hawaiians or even Native Americans experienced, they were completely top-free
right before
until the Judeo-Christian colonizers shamed people and shamed the women and forced them to cover their chest.
Exactly.
So that led to guilt and shame about their bodies, feelings, and everything, which was previously unknown among these native people.
Right. Well, they was like that in what they call Africa. The same
thing. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
When it's 120 degrees, why do I need all these extra clothes?
Exactly. And you know, it's interesting because last year when I was passing out fires on Venice Beach, I was actually, which was days before the event, you know, I actually ran into a lot of French tourists because August is obviously the big month for the vacation. And they were just laughing like crazy. They could not believe that we actually were putting up an event like that to allow us to be topless. They could not understand the concept because for us in Europe, it's so natural. But it's interesting because America seems to want to be the center of the world. And so whatever is done outside of the U.S., is something that is really taboo and really different, and they don't want that. Yet they want the world to comply with whatever the United States wants to rule for. And so it's also interesting to work on things of people around that. I wish that, you know, like, I have been traveling quite a bit since I left France, and for me it was the best school ever, the best life school ever, because I was exposed to very different cultures and educations.
Can I ask you this?
Uh-huh.
When in your travels, which countries aside from where you came from? Which countries did you find more enlightened, and which ones did you find more conservative, over the top?
Well, I do have to say that in America there is a lot of things that that is very questionable, especially around the body, around contraception, around all these issues that are touching women. And it's also interesting to see that a lot of these laws are being passed by men. And so we are constantly being dominated by male power. And there are countries like in Finland or in a way where they actually allow their population to live in a little bit more pleasure, exposing their bodies, not big deal. They go, they have naked villages, such as France also. And we actually realize that these countries are much more peaceful and hot than, for example, if we were compare the same amount of people in America. In America, we, like, so many people have guns at home to protect themselves, but yet there is an ethics on that is being imposed in as far as the bodies, but yet you can see on TV, you can see close-ups of blood on the wall and killing rampage and this and that and drawing people and verbally abusing each other, but yet there is so much taboo that is being imposed on the body. When, on the other hand, in France, for example, I grew up looking at watching TV and seeing commercials showing women taking their showers, and it was a commercial for soap. And
we need no first here. I would watch commercials if my soap commercials were about showing women showers.
Exactly, and we could see full front, her breasts and everything, you know, and this never made me as a pervert, as a human being, because I grew up with that.
See, if we had those commercials here, DVR would be put out of business. See, DVR is so prevalent here because people don't want to see commercials. But see, if they got more liberal and open-minded, you know, advertising dollars would go up because obviously people would be a little bit more interested in commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I know I would be.
Absolutely.
I'm glad that you made the point where earlier you said that people are tolerant of video games where they just kill each other and die all day, every day.
Yes.
But if they see a nipple, they go into hysterics.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And
it's really interesting because, and we actually had fun with that because the two events that we have organized in Los Angeles so far, because in Los Angeles we are not allowed to show our nipple. We can show the rest of our breasts but not our nipple. So we had to cover our nipple with pasties. And so we had this wonderful person that...
You can't show your titties in L.A.?
I'm sorry?
You can't show your titties in L.A.?
No, you cannot show... It's not allowed to show your nipple in L.A. For a woman.
That's why I do not like L.A. I know. I'm just saying that, you know, it's
And so it was very amusing because we had found this wonderful person who actually makes pasties for nipples, you know, nipple pasties. And so he came up with a latex nipple pasties. And so we covered our nipples with latex nipple pasties. And so from far away, it looks like we don't have anything on our nipple, but yet they are covered with nipples. Pasties. And so how amusing, ridiculous, and how is that?
Ridiculous. So now...
And so as long as I was covering my nipple with nipple pasties, then I was phenomenal.
Wow.
All right. So now, what do you guys have coming up next? You just did the Go Topless Day. Well, what's next?
Well, what's next is that throughout the year, of course, we keep on receiving a lot of comments, and people that are interested, they can visit our website, and we actually get more and more people that are interested in what we are doing, and especially women's rights groups. And so we are slowly but surely, you know, every year when the event is done, organizing, preparing ourselves for the next event in 2010, which will be also in August. And also next year, I have the feeling that it's going to be a very big event, because we are also celebrating the 9 years of the women's rights to vote.
Okay.
So we have had people who are willing to help us for next year's event, because they also join us for this year's event, but they were also curious about what we're doing. But it's
I'm going to ask you your the events. What does an event entail? What happens at these events?
Basically, we are marching and rallying and peacefully protesting in all major cities where we can actually gather enough people to do so. And we are welcome all volunteers that are not even part of our organization to help us. And so more and more people are contacting us and let us know, well, I live in North Carolina, for example, but I'm alone. What should I do? How could I, you know, organize an event there? And we look into the laws over there, and we help basically these people to also organize their events. And so we organize these events this year in New York City, Miami, I think Chicago, and Los Angeles, of course, and one in Portland. And so what we do is that, for example, in New York City, of course, it's illegal to be topless. So we have a parade, and depending if we are allowed or not to show our nipple, we will parade in certain areas of the cities, and you know, more and more people will join us in the parade throughout the afternoon. And then we always end up the parade with a speech and performing artists also supporting our event and our cause.
Okay.
And
so if we wanted to be involved, what would we do?
I'm sorry?
If we wanted to be involved, what would we do? San Diego.
Yeah, well, you can start your own event, and what you want to do is to go on the website www.gotopless.org. Gotopless is in one word, gotopless.org, and then you can find you can go through the sites, and then you can ask questions, and Nadine Gary, who is the president of God Topless nationwide here in the United States, will answer everybody's questions.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, I'd like to go to a Go Topless parade event.
He would like to coordinate one.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would really encourage anyone to do that.
I'm in. So we got to wait till next August, though?
So next year, let me see, 1 second here, I need to
got
see
that.
The,
that happened in 2009?
So it would be 2010 next year. It will most likely be on August 22nd.
He wants one next week.
What did you say?
I'm trying not to wait till next August. I'm trying.
He wants it on his birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
He do something like November.
For his birthday.
Oh no! But you know what? You can actually create your own little God Topless gatherings throughout the year, and gather around some good food and talk about the pleasure and the how you would want to see the laws to change and for the rights of women to be topless, and create more and more connection with people in your community. And by then, by August 22nd, 2010, then you have a very wonderful group of people that are already following, you know, they want to participate, and you would just go ahead and create your own rally and protest over there in San Diego.
Okay, so if I created the rally and group here in San Diego, we'd be, how do we get affiliated with the international group? Do we have to do a charter or something like that?
Okay, so Got Topless was launched by Demetria Ryan, who is the spiritual of the Rylan movement. So the Rylan movement is a spiritual organization, and you can certainly also read about the Rylan movement on www.raelaslove.org, raelaslove.org, and we also, within this spiritual movement, we also organize meditation gatherings and power gatherings, and there is also a person by the name of, well, actually, Nadine Gary can also give information about the Rylan movement, but I can also give information, and people can contact me at SF, at my email address also,
okay,
which is sfryan@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Now I'm a veer off into another woman's rights. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Saminya, the South African racer, who the woman where they're challenging her gender. Have you heard about that?
I've heard a little bit about it. Yeah.
Now I'm gonna ask you what's your opinion on that? That they would challenge her gender because she won a race.
Can you repeat that?
I was asking your opinion. What did you think of the fact that they would challenge her gender because she won a race? Where she's been a girl all these years, because this isn't her first time participating in a track and field event. But now that she won, they're challenging her gender.
It's again, it's ridiculous. It's like, no region, no gender, race, or anything should be an issue with anything. It's really ridiculous. And in fact, you know, we are also looking into, it's interesting what you're saying, because we are also looking into contacting more and more transsexual people and people who have not transgender, and people who have not yet had their operation done, and which in their identification still says that they are men, but they already have a breast. We are also contacting and getting in touch with these people because we would like to have them participate in our events. It will be interesting also to challenge the law, because these people are considered as men in their identification, yet they have breasts. And so it will be interesting to see what happens also as far as the law there.
Wouldn't you be afraid there would be a lot of man boo men showing up trying to get involved in that? No, I'm just saying. You know, I mean, cause I think that some of them would just jump in on it just because, trying to be funny.
What they want to participate, that makes the rally even better. More people the better.
But no, I don't think that they'd be participating in support of it.
They'd be mocking it,
then
that's what
Well, you know, it's like everything. Last year, we had a lot of men, and a lot of men were there and gathered when we first started to organize on the beach, and they were looking and everything, you know. And at some point, we went around the crowd and we asked the men, well, would you like to support us? Because this is a very passionate event for us.
Yeah.
And so the way we did it is that, would you be willing to wear duct tape on your nipple? Because if we are not allowed to show our nipples, so should you. And we were actually very very nicely surprised,
so,
because
can I say
we were
you had me? You had me till you said duct tape. I'm kind of hairy.
Kind of.
So
kind of. That's
that
like waxing his nipples.
Yes. Maybe a Band-Aid or something.
No, but actually, because last year it was something that we just had like that, you know. But this year, what we did is that we actually asked men, and especially men that were our friends and knew us, to actually wear a bra. And instead of just wearing a bra, even wear something beautiful. Because it's also to show the men, well, look what we have to go through every time we want to go to the beach. We have to wear this thing, and sometimes it's not very pleasant because, you know, we can barely breathe or whatever. And they experience that, but also they experience having a tan line.
And so
that was very touching. That was very touching also for these men, because they actually were so supportive of our cause that they say, well, yeah, of course, instead of just wearing a duct tape or a Band-Aid or a nipple pasty, you know, I would want you to support you fully and wear a bra or wear, you know, a very beautiful top and show other men and inspire other men to do so. Because really, if we are not able to be topless, well, how about you men showing fully support, and rather than, like you said, wearing like ugly duct tape, we can inspire them to beautify what
every
they are
time
doing.
Every time you say duct tape, he grabs them.
No.
Ow!
But with the heat and the sweat and everything, it doesn't really give so much pain.
Well,
it's not really
painful.
You know,
and men don't handle pain very well. And if you say, okay, I'm going to stick some duct tape on you, they think, you know, ouch.
All right.
It was not that bad. It was
eventually that duct tape has to come off.
Yeah, I mean, first I want to say thank you for coming on the show. I mean, of course, you know, we here at Smooth Drama, we support your cause, and we definitely plan on keeping in contact and
definitely
hoping that we can have a Go Topless event here in San Diego.
You're going to have a birthday party.
Absolutely.
I've got to go up to L.A. since you can't show your nipples in L.A. We want to show nipples here in San Diego.
We'll get those nipple pasties.
Yes.
Absolutely, and just look up into the law and see if you're allowed or not to show your nipple, and just the word, because if more and more of us are actually doing so, it will change. The law will change. There will be a change, as it was done years ago.
100%.
Yeah.
Changing this law. But with that, our time limit has come.
But thank you.
Thank you. And I want to extend that anytime you guys have any events or anything and you'd like to come on the show and speak about it,
please let us know.
Wide open. Come
Absolutely.
On.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
On that note, we want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll see you on Thursday night.
You can put your shirt back on.
Yes, and this is Butter Pecan.
I'm Dick Hugger with no shirt on.
With no shirt on. So we'll see you on Thursday night, same time, same place. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good evening. Bye.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth.
She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth drama. Smooth.